The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here. Turn me up or something. I can't even hear me. Okay. Hello. Hey. Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. What's happened since yesterday? Tell me what's happened since yesterday there, Maestro.
I have no clue, but I think your headphones are down.
Well, nobody's been in here.
I know, but.
I just turned them up. Okay. Hey, live radio coming live from you. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, May the 7th, 7:06 in the morning. And the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring community and compassion. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben. How do we leave this exactly the same? And you leave the boards. Well, you have to adjust the boards when you're cutting commercials and everything, though, right?
Yeah, but not where it should mess with your headphones.
Was I turned on when I first said good morning?
Yeah, you were up where I usually put you.
Yeah. The cleaning people came through yesterday. Maybe they're recording stuff in here.
Maybe
not. Okay, so what national days are we running today?
It's National Roast Leg of Lamb Day.
Roast Leg of Lamb. Oh, God.
It's National Day of Prayer.
National Day of Prayer, that's right. Simpson University is having a big thing going on out there today. National Day of Prayer.
National Tourism Day.
Tourism, okay, we like tourists.
And
some countries are charging tourists now to view their used to be free things like the Trevi Fountains in Rome. You know, it's the famous three coins in a fountain from the movie. And tourists go there and probably deposit, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of coins in the fountain. But it's gotten so crowded. And you can get to it. It's like, let's see, one, two, three, four, maybe four ways getting in, you know, like lanes or small streets that that go to it. And I guess you could put, you know, but they're taking a toll booth for everybody. It's like $5 or something. See the Trevi Fountain. And, you know, I don't know how many people won't see it now because of that, but it's a, you know, millions come through every year to see it. So, and they say it helps pay for upkeep and all that.
I saw a video the other day, I don't know where it was from, but it was, they were cleaning out, like, the pool where people throw money in.
Yeah.
And they were just pulling it out by the bags.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody there throws something in there.
It was,
you know, throws some
was
kind
crazy.
Of coin in there.
I forget what the amount was, but it was, like, pretty high.
That's what we need in front of the station.
There you go.
You know, a wishing well. Except every night the homeless guys come through, clean it out.
Probably.
Okay. Hey, today's sunny. It doesn't look like it at all. But today is supposed to be sunny with a high near 85, and then tonight, mostly clear around 58. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunny and clear. On tomorrow, high near about 88, and then it goes to 94 on Saturday, 97 on Monday, 100 on Tuesday, and Wednesday about 97. So the heat is here. Even though it's supposed to be sunny today, it'll clear up. So, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Been there for over 30 years, started by Chuck and Judy Kinney. And gives discounts for seniors and veterans and provides outstanding service to their customers. Good people, the Kinney family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And the this virus that hit that cruise ship, the hantavirus, and about 150 passengers are still aboard the cruise ship. Three confirmed cases and five suspected cases have been reported. It's now heading for Spain's Canary Islands as officials race to trace the victim's contacts. It appears that a Danish couple, I think it was Danish, came aboard and they think they were already infected. But what this is, what they have seen, and they're really, it's kind of really rare, is that the virus was shared between people, which is very rare. It's caused by a disease. This virus exists in the feces of like mice and rats, and gets in the dust, and people breathe it in. But they're saying here is that this is they think they've got cases that were transmitted from person to person. So three people have been evacuated. Two of them landed in Amsterdam, and where specialist medical teams are there. So they're trying to figure out, while the rare disease is typically caused by, as I said, rodents, urine, feces, or saliva, said some human-to-human transmission may have occurred. Weird. No, I don't know.
That's
kind of, because this thing is, there's really no known cure to it. The only thing you can do is treat the symptoms. And how would you, you know, you talk about being scary. You're on a ship and this virus hits. And then,
yeah.
And there you are. You're not getting off the ship. Unless you're really sick. And then they medevac you out. Meanwhile, you're still on the ship.
Yeah, that's
kind of hard to, you know. And I'm sure that people are, you know, since now they're saying it could be transmitted from person to person, you don't want to, I mean, you're not going to go down and have chat with everybody.
Yeah, like, that's.
Yeah. Boy, you think.
That's why I don't like to go on cruise ships.
Yeah, well, you think the corona, you know, virus was bad. Oh, you got to stay 6 feet away from each other, which is BS because they just made that up. But, I mean, I wonder if they're, you know, they got masks on and are they, you know, they, you know, you only can have so many people in the dining facility, so they're all spread out.
Yeah, and I mean.
And then stay, you have to stay in your room or something.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That'd be the worst cruise ever.
Well, yeah, I went on the this cruise. There was only 150 passengers and 117 crew, and it was a, you know, it was going to be, you know, we're going to see Antarctica and Galapagos Islands, and it was going to be beautiful, and then not so fast. Here comes the hantavirus, and I'm stuck there. All right. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back. We need some poll workers, my friends. And Sting, the artist Sting, has made a pronouncement that you know, has shocked people in many levels, but other people are totally supporting it. And we're going to address those two things when we get back.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
The Reddit Rodeo is back. Falcon by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedditRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Good Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedditRodeo.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls us a lion. Yeah, lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the pitch. No more fits. No more sweating, but your snow freezing bits. Oh, lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
From the first bingo call to the latest jackpot, it's been an incredible 33 years of winning. Because of you, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating our 33-year anniversary. Prepare for incredible promotions, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Don't miss your chance at $330,000. For details on all the anniversary fun, visit WindRiver.com. So grab your friends and come celebrate with us. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. 7:20 in the morning here, 58 degrees on the 7th of May. We need poll workers, my friends. Shasta County election officials say the county still needs additional poll workers to staff voting locations for the June 2nd election. Registrar said the county is short about 15 workers needed to fill roughly 300 poll worker positions. Clint Curtis says that he wants to blend the Republicans and the Democrats together at the polling places. We've lost a few, not most. Most people want to help. I'm paraphrasing here. He did say, and he's, by the way, going to be on the show tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We did have some antagonism in the department, really. But that seems to have drained away. Everybody's being nice to each other, and that's the way it should be. How interesting. Because all we've heard about is problems in the office, people being upset, people slow-walking things, people saying things. Curtis is going to be on tomorrow. We'll get Joanne on, you know, a week or so. If we can get her in, too. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, Sting. That's what I wanted to talk about. Sting, the performer, has made an announcement the other day that I found very interesting. Sting says... And, you know, of course, Sting is, you know, a famous performer, recording artist, and, gosh, what was he a member of? Do you remember what he was a member of, Sting? He was a band before he went out on his own. He has said if he really planned to not leave his rumored $550 million fortune to his six children. And he said, he believes telling kids they don't have to work is a form of abuse, and I hope I'm never guilty of. All my kids have been blessed with this extraordinary work ethic, whether it's DNA or whatever I've said to them, guys, you got to work. I'm spending our money. I'm paying for your education. You've got shoes on your feet. Go to work. It's not cruel. I think there's kindness there, and I trust that they will make their own way. They're tough, my kids. And well, his kids were like 49, 44, 42, 40, 35, 30, and 30. He doesn't think his stance has even upset his kids. Asked if they ever complained, says, no, not to my face, they don't. He used to be in the police. That was the name of the group, police. And he had, back in 2014, he said he had praised his children for rarely asking for financial support. As he explained, he didn't plan for them to inherit all of his money. I certainly don't want to leave them trust funds that are albatrosses around their necks. They have to work. All my kids know that, and they rarely ask me for anything, which I really respect and appreciate. Yeah, if they were in trouble, you'd help them, of course. But they have the work ethic that makes them want to succeed on their own merit. How would you feel? I mean, but he's raised them like that. Buddy, Ben, I mean... I don't think that's abuse. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My kids, you know, they make it on their own. You know, when they were first starting out, I helped doing certain things. You know, one time he was going to a, you know, he's going to a job interview, big job interview, with the Marshal Service. And I paid for a suit. And so he could go, because he didn't have a suit. He was a corporal in the Marine Corps. He didn't have a suit when he went to the U.S. Marshal Service interviews. I was more than happy to do that and help him with down payment on their first car. That was no problem. And when they were in Philadelphia, when he was starting this position, the trunk of their car opened up. And a suitcase fell out. And it was all the suits. And somebody snatched it and ran off. And I wired them the money immediately so he could replace, you know, his suits for his job. I mean, that was no problem. But they've paid me back 1,000-fold over the years. And not in money. But, in, you know, they are financially stable. They're financially well off. They, you know, they've never asked for a cent, and you know, they never asked for money during it. It was just to help with, you know, buying certain things for their for his job, and that was, gosh, 30 years ago, 28 years, yeah, 30 years ago. So, yeah, I understand that, and I understand what Sting did. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, I don't fault him for it. I mean, look at like Shaquille O'Neal when. His kids growing up, he didn't give them, like, anything.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Like, you read about his stuff. There's a few people. There's a few celebrities out there that I've read about that, you know, haven't given their kids stuff. You know, they have to work for it.
Yeah, and so, you know, if you think it's, everything's going to be provided, you got to raise them in such a way that they just don't think that that this is just going to be handed to them, and then they don't have to accomplish anything. Oh, when I'm 30, I get $25 million. And, you know, so you know, really, I'll just kind of
yeah. So why would you want to do anything?
Yeah, or they, you know, it's it doesn't help the child. I don't think.
No, not at all.
If everything's going to be handed to them, because first of all, when things are free, and I hate that term free because nothing's free.
Yeah.
Maybe the air. Maybe. You know, you don't pay for air. Yeah. California hasn't figured a way to tax us on
it. I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, well, but you know what? Maybe they have. We just don't know it. The clean air tax. Yeah, they've taxed somebody on it. But the idea of not having, you know, when people get things and they don't have to pay any money, they don't have any skin in the game, you don't take care of it, or you don't maybe appreciate it. Not everybody, but I would say majority of people just don't appreciate that. And every time I hear the thing about Tom Steyer got us free lunches, they weren't free lunches. Somebody paid for the lunches, Tom. You know, I know you're a billionaire many times over, and you want to be, governor of California, and I'm gonna free lunches, free breakfast for students. No, it's not free. Ben's paying for part of that. I'm paying for part of that. Sue's paying for part of that. Steyer, you're paying for part of it, maybe more even, because you're a lot richer than the average anybody. So, so free. It just immediately, it's like a little hackle. I have a set of hackles on my back like a dog on my neck. They just come up. It comes up when I hear the word free. Okay. Let me see. Can we get into this? Okay, going back to the registrar's office, they had a meeting at the Board of Supervisors. And they met in a closed session on Tuesday and voted unanimously to provide legal representation for county election employees if they are named in a threatened defamation lawsuit by Registrar of Voters Clint Curtis. And this move comes amid escalating fallout from multiple investigations. And Curtis, who will be on, like I said, tomorrow, you know, he denies this. He said he intends to pursue litigation against staff members and others connected to the investigations for defamation. Okay. Let's take a quick break. Let me see. Today is Thursday, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for like 30 years at 2225 Hilltop Drive. A great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Really nice people down there, Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard. Like I said, great jewelry, fair prices. The only watch repairmen, the only stone cutters, you can design your own jewelry down there, and they'll help you, and then they'll build it for you. Four Winds Jewelry. It's a place we shop for jewelry only at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Franciscat has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back, because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center
for a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the faint of
for all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and By the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Ranch Arena. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, recorded in Dubai. 7:33 in the morning. It's going to be, gosh, 85 today. And sunny. That's what it says. Doesn't look like it. Just have to trust the National Weather Service. It'll clear up. Hey, let's talk Redding Rodeo. It's coming quick. It's, you know what, it's... less than a week away. In fact, all the things are starting this weekend and starting really tomorrow. But there's still tickets left for Wednesday. About yesterday, there was like 1,000 seats left, but for Native American Appreciation Night. But those were selling like crazy. It's going to be a beautiful evening. It's going to be right there on the river. It's going to be cool. It starts, you know, when the sun's gone down. So, I mean, it's going to be a beautiful rodeo as usual. A great rodeo. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are sold out and because people love the Redding Rodeo. So get your tickets from ReddingRodeo.com. That's ReddingRodeo.com. Don't get them from other places. They're going to charge you 3 or 4 times the amount, and it's the same tickets. And, okay, remind everybody, on May the 30th, it's a Saturday, is Memorial Day. and the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council's 33rd annual memorial service is going to be down at the Veterans Memorial Grove at the Civic. And it starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 30th. There's going to be tents and everything for shade. It'll be presenting the colors. Guest speaker who will not be speaking very long, I know for sure, welcoming people and what this is about. Then right afterwards is a complimentary lunch immediately following the ceremony, put on by the local Rotary Club. All veterans, families, friends, and members of the public are cordially invited. If you want to lay a wreath, give a call to Debbie at 530-357-3380. Okay. Ted Turner, the mogul, died, the media tycoon died yesterday, age 87. He took his dad's late father's billboard company, and he built it into a media empire over roughly three decades. After going into debt buying a struggling local TV station, he revolutionized TV by using satellites to beam sports and entertainment nationwide. That gave Turner the momentum to launch CNN, the first network to provide nonstop news coverage. Outlets previously aired updates for 30 to 60 minutes once or twice a day. CNN did it 24 hours a day. Now, here's what happened that gave them a lot of credibility back then. The Gulf War started, Desert Storm. And they were the only major Western network reporting from inside Iraq 24 hours a day. And I will tell you, we watched it, the military watched it in the build-up when we were, you know, Desert Shield, when we were building up. We were watching CNN because CNN was inside Baghdad, and they were beaming out their stories. And we could see weapon systems that the Iraqis had. And in some cases, it was things like, we didn't know they had that. I mean, we had a pretty good picture of it, but we knew they didn't have that. So, I mean, this is something we used as part of the intel, you know, it was open source intel gathering. Information gathering was from CNN. Now, as I can say, since the 90s, the early 90s, it has perhaps gotten a lot more political, and in fact, in the story, says it's generally more trusted by Democrats and viewed more skeptically by Republicans, and their viewership has just tanked. Anyway, he sold the Turner Broadcast System to Time Warner in 1996 for $7.5 billion. Ted Turner became a major philanthropist, investing in land conservation, and he pledged $1 billion to the United Nations. So, so there. And then, also the, he died of a kind of a strange disease, and his body kind of started shutting down. So, anyway, enough of that. Del Monte. You know, Del Monte's been around forever, and they've just gone into bankruptcy. And this has resulted, and this has had a substantial impact here in California, because when they went bankrupt, the California peach growers, who had contracts with them now, are no good, are set to destroy nearly 420,000 clingstone peach trees after the collapse of the partnership with Del Monte, left farmers without buyers for tens of thousands of tons of fruit. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture approved up to $9 million in federal fund relief to help California farmers remove about 3,000 acres of peach orchards ahead of the 2026 harvest season. And anyway, when they closed down their processing facilities in two towns, Modesto and Houston, And so now they're removing them because many of the contracts are gone, and they have no major processing outlet for their peaches. And they had maintained 20-year agreements with Del Monte to grow peaches specifically for canning operations. And it's a $550 million revenue loss. You know, the USDA funding is going to help growers to pull trees that no longer have a viable market while helping them transition to different crops. I don't know what they're going to do. So, how many, what kind of other crops can they go to? I mean, they've been raising peaches for 20 years or longer. And it's going to be, what, almonds? I don't think so. Anyway, the scale of disruption, according to Representative Mike Thompson, said the scale of disruption created a crisis many family farms could not absorb on their own, you think? So, and so Del Monte, 138-year-old canned food company, went to Chapter 11 bankruptcy in July of last year, sought to restructure its debts and pursue a sale of its assets. So, okay. Let's take a quick break. It's a little bit early, but I've got about two or three other stories here I want to get into before we have our guest at 8 o'clock, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bob can buy the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. Four nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey, Glock Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Redding balloons and face painting by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance needs and financial matters under one roof. That's right. Judy started her company back in 1993. She's been helping our community, our veterans, seniors, business owners, families since then. It's not her first rodeo, you might say. So if you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance, do you have the right insurance? Can you even get the right insurance for your home? Health insurance, there's lots of questions about that. What about your 401, your retirement plans? Do you have the right, do you have the in the right investments? Are they growing as they should? Maxwell Insurance and Financial is offering a free review and evaluation of all of that. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441, and they'll set up a time and go through that. Like I said, it's free, and you might get some good ideas and be able to make some really, learned decisions instead of just kind of how you feel. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. It's right next to Members First Credit Union. You've been hearing about, Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, thanks as always for the show.
Oh, thank you very much. What you got?
What I'd really like to do is have this clipped and played for every single Californian. This Del Monte thing is one of the, it's the smaller version of everything else that this governor and his sole concern being the Democrat Party and being anti-Trump. You know, now we have, we're going to have two or three professional sports franchise leaves. We've had Tesla leave. We've had In-N-Out leave. We have countless billionaires leaving. And now we have companies going out of business, all because our governor is more concerned with illegal immigration, with giving out drugs, with handing out money, and not concerned at all with the health and well-being of California. And this is what you get when you put party and power first and your people last. This is, and more of this is going to happen.
And you know, when the ones that are running for governor now, the candidates now, they wanted to, they said, what kind of rating or grade would you give Newsom on the homeless situation? And all the Democrats gave an A. I think one gave an A minus. A's. On the homeless situation that's grown and grown and grown and billions of dollars have disappeared and nobody knows where it went to and all of this. And so what you're saying is unfortunately true. This state is the fourth largest economy in the world, and yet we're tens of billions of dollars in the red because of these programs they're doing that's doing nothing but driving out people. In fact, my next story is about where people are going to and how many people have left. 100,000 people left California in 1 year. 100,000. And it's not just the billionaires. And with all the, you know, the new tax they're going to put on, the people that are leaving are people like us, middle class, upper middle class, that when we retire, we're selling the house and going anywhere else. Or even some people are moving their businesses out of here, you know, the small businesses out of the state of California because of what's going on. You're entirely right.
Amen. Don't you wish you could get that to the rest of California? Don't you wish you could sit every Californian down and just show them X's and O's and say, why are you voting this way?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, I keep thinking, you know, like this billionaires, this measure to tax billionaires, and already they're seeing it and they're leaving. It's, you know, and then go up to Seattle where Starbucks that, you know, that was founded in Seattle is moving out. They're taking 2,000 jobs out of Seattle, and when they asked the new mayor about, well, this new millionaire's tax, 9.9% you're laying on these people, you know, you've got businesses leaving. I mean, what do you have to say to that? And she says, well, bye. That was her response. And it's kind of like, really? Really? That, yeah. You know, you take a look at Seattle and all the empty office buildings and office floors and all of this. Everything that we're suffering here in California is now working its way up the coast.
Yeah, when power and party are more important than the people.
Well, is it
going to... Thanks, Carl. I got to run.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Is it going to take, my friends, is it going to take something that the state of California has to, what, go into bankruptcy before people realize that you can't just keep spending money like this? You know, for the people who've been in business, or you know, you're working for businesses, you've got to really watch the bottom line. And when things get tight, you have to tighten up. You can't just say, oh well, you know what, let's just spend it anyway and it goes into deficit. You can't do that in real life. I guess credit cards, you know, use your credit cards. But credit cards, people are using, the amount of money people have put on credit cards is a new record in the United States. Non-payments to credit cards is a new record. Houses being foreclosed, I'm not sure it's a new record, but you're starting to see that. People are having to make the decision, whether, do I make a payment on my house or do I put gas in my car, so I can go to work so I can put food on the table, which is more expensive too. Gas is the highest it's been since 2022. 2022, by the way, was the last administration. And gas prices reached this level in 2022, and I'm not even sure why that was. But gas prices are going to eventually go down. You know, Trump says is that they've got a deal now. Well, we'll see. The Iranians are more than happy to say anything they want and then kind of change their minds. So, but as far as people moving, Texas and Florida are still drawing the largest number of new residents, but South Carolina is growing faster than any other state as Americans continue to relocate across the country, according to new IRS data. A broader shift toward the South as Americans are making their move for lower taxes, more jobs, and higher quality of life. For its size, South Carolina is seeing the biggest influx per capita of new residents from other states, equal to just over 1% of its population. In other words, for every 100 people living in the state, one new person moved in from somewhere else in the country. Think about that. South Carolina. And it's it's called the Palmetto State because that's the tree they have down there. Added more than, almost 60,000 residents from other states between 2022 and 2023. And that's the most recent data. It's not about people, though. It's also about income. South Carolina gained more than 29,000 new tax filers and roughly $4.1 billion in income. And that's going to boost local economies in the state, more spending power, and fill jobs. Texas and Florida are still drawing the most people overall because they're, you know, a lot bigger. So even smaller increases add up to larger total gains. Texas led the nation in new residents with 56,000 new tax filers, and Florida with 55,000 new tax filers. And the most expensive states, which coincidentally are run by Democrats, are seeing the biggest losses. California is down more than 100,000 tax filers. New York, nearly 72,000. So, the income losses mirror the population decline, with California losing nearly $12 billion and New York about $10 billion, especially as some of the higher earners relocate because you want to go after them and punish them for being successful. Taken together, the shifts suggest Americans aren't just moving. They're redistributing the wealth and economic power. So, and also means you lose, you know, you pick up congressmen or congressional seats, and you lose congressional seats.
Hey, just a quick note, you know why the gas went up in 2022? Yeah. It was because of the Russian-Ukrainian war.
Okay, was that it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And post-pandemic demand, but it was more because of that.
Okay.
Started that war.
Well, that's good because when they said 2022, I'm thinking what happened. I didn't think there was anything going on in the Middle East at that point. But yeah, Ukraine, Russian war, and yeah, coming out of the pandemic fiasco.
Yep,
is what I call it. The pandemic fiasco. The worst thing about that is people lost faith in their government because of the things they were saying and punishing people. People turned on each other. Oh, you're not going to wear a mask. You're a bad person. You should lose your job. Yeah. And then the other side, if you're wearing a mask, somebody comes up and starts berating you. I have friends that happened. What are you doing wearing a mask? Yeah, you're a coward. You know, I mean, just stuff like that. Of course, the people telling me this were all women. It wasn't like somebody went up to a man and said nasty things to him. Don't get me started on, you know, male, female. Yeah, they could have handled themselves, but it just the people that told me the story were women. And you think, gosh, you know, I just wish, you know, kind of wish I was there when somebody comes up to me if I was wearing a mask. And my thing was I'd have my mask in my hand and I'd walk into some place, and if everybody was masked up, I'd put a mask on. If they weren't, then I figured, yeah. And I'm still not sure what the mask did.
Yeah.
It covered your face, and here's the thing it did. It covered your face, and if you went to a red light camera,
you got away.
Yeah, you got away with it because it couldn't identify you. I tell Linda to drive around town with one on her face. And she refuses. So, okay. Mark Baird's going to join us after the break. Looks like he's going to be calling in. So be ready for that, man. He's going to talk about the latest in the lawsuits on the Second Amendment. And speaking of lawsuits, when they overturned the Louisiana redistricting, and because it was along racial lines, the Supreme Court said you can't do that over racial lines. Look at the Constitution. You can't do it specifically because of race. And it appears that the redistricting in California had statements like, we want to redistrict so there'll be more Hispanic black power in the districts. And they put them, when they redrew them, according to this article, it made sure that you wouldn't be having Hispanic and black communities fighting for the same thing. So, anyway. Okay, Mark Baird should be calling, and we'll talk to him about the Second Amendment and other things that are going on up here in the North State, trying to regain some kind of balance in this state. We'll be right back.
The new news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Oil prices have come down as the world awaits Iran's answer to a U.S. proposal aimed at ending the war. President Trump says Iran has already agreed to abandon its quest for nuclear weapons. He's threatening a resumption of bombing if a deal is not agreed to.
And we have to get what we have to get. If we don't do that, we'll have to go a big step further. But with that being said, they want to make a deal. We've had very good talks over the last 24 hours.
Meantime, the U.S. military continues enforcing the blockade on Iranian ports. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of more severe weather across the southeast in the coming few days. There's a lot of property damage in southern Mississippi after a storm roared across parts of the region, including at least one confirmed tornado. Dutch authorities say about 40 passengers on the cruise ship at the center of a hantavirus outbreak previously disembarked after the first passenger had died.
The dozens of passengers, including the wife of a Dutchman who died, left the cruise ship during a stop at the British territory. The cruise company that operates the ship previously said the Dutch woman had got off the ship with her husband's body at St. Helena. She then flew to South Africa on a commercial plane. However, the company has not acknowledged that anyone else got off the boat. Dutch authorities have not confirmed where the passengers who disembarked are now. Authorities in South Africa and Europe are trying to trace contacts of any passengers who actually got off the ship. Three passengers have died in the outbreak on board, and several others are sick. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Secretary of State Rubio has met with Pope Leo at the Vatican discussing the situation in the Middle East. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 20 points, while the Nasdaq trading 163 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
A South Korean appeals court has cut 8 years from the sentence of ex-Prime Minister Han Duck-soo, sent to prison over the brief imposition of martial law.
The judge upheld most of earlier verdicts against Han, ruling that the former prime minister gave the sheen of legitimacy to the martial law attempt. Han had convened the cabinet and prepared documents required for the martial law. But the judge had also pointed out that Han's more than 50 years of public service and the passive nature of his cooperation merit leniency. 15 years is still a lengthy sentence for the 76-year-old bureaucrat.
The BBC's Jay Kwan. The polls are open for midterm local and regional elections. It could significantly impact British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Starmer's Labour Party is bracing for losses in elections across England, as well as Scotland and Wales. News and analysis at townhall.com. DoorDash expects to spend more than $50 million to help ease the gas pains being felt by its delivery drivers.
The San Francisco-based company said in March that it would offer extra compensation to U.S. and Canadian drivers as part of a temporary program to offset a sharp increase in gas prices due to the Iran war. DoorDash said demand for deliveries remained strong in the January to March period despite higher gas prices. Total orders rose 27% to 933 million, but that fell short of Wall Street's forecast. First quarter revenues also fell short of expectations. Keith Peters, Washington.
Budget airline Air Asia is ordering 150 Airbus A220-300 jets valued at roughly $19 billion. This is the largest single order ever placed for the A220 series of planes. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR Radio. Yeah, it takes you right to our webpage. You can catch the stream there. You can see all of our shows. You can go to our archives. You can see the weather. You can see the news from six different news sources that we use there, so it's not all just one, so you can expand your horizons, you might say. Today, the 7th of May, 8:05 in the morning, and news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben is here, and it's National something day.
National Day of Prayer.
The National Day of Prayer, and we need it. We should be praying for guidance and how about patience from everybody, and for the farmers down in Southern California with Del Monte just went into bankruptcy. That gosh, what is it, 500,000 peach trees are being bulldozed because Del Monte cut closed two of their plants. We talked about that in the last segment, and things are going on down there, but today, sunny with a high near 85. Well, it's not sunny right now, but we're thinking that it's going to get sunny. And tomorrow, a high near 88. Now, it's going to be like this next Wednesday, my friends. We're going to hit 100 on next Tuesday, in the high 90s on Monday, the mid-90s Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a beautiful day, and it's going to be a beautiful rodeo week. Tomorrow, the it kind of starts off tomorrow on Friday downtown here with the street dance. And then the Ready Rodeo launch party and dance is going to be Saturday. And then the rodeo is kicking off on the 13th, May 13th to the 16th, and it ends with the Ready Rodeo parade on the 16th that morning and then the rodeo that night. Okay. Let me see what else. Oh, Haven Humane has got $0 adoption fees through Saturday, May 9th. Bissell Pet Foundation is paying all the adoption fees, so if this is the time to go down there and find your cuddle buddy, adventure party, couch potato companion, whatever you want is down there, from pups to older dogs. $0 adoption fees. It's all paid by Bissell. And you can find a fur baby there. Our weather reports are always brought to you, by the way, by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Been there for close to 30 years, started by Chuck and Judy Kenny. Provides outstanding service to their customers. They're great people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And on the phone, I hope you're still here, is Mark Baird.
I am here. How you doing, Carl?
I'm doing fine, Mark. How are you?
I've been sitting here waiting for to be able to call in. So I'm excited to talk to you today.
Yeah, well, you know, you called a little bit before 8, and I said, gosh, just tell him to call back at 8:05.
So, at 8:05?
Yeah, and then and then it kind of went to, I'll just wait. You never can tell with our phones. Okay.
Yeah, I listened to the news anyway, so that worked out fine.
Anything interesting in that? Because I'm running around during the news doing things. Okay,
yeah.
Mark, you're here to give us an update on some things that are happening. But before that, I would just like to say thank you for the work you've done but especially in, so many things. I want to thank you for your work when you're doing, working on fighting fires.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Have you set a record for the amount of flight hours for fighting fires. Did I hear that right?
Oh no, I don't think I've set any kind of record on that. I've been around a long time. I've been flying a long time. I've got about 24,000 hours flying.
Yeah.
But there are probably 100 guys that have more hours than me flying on fires.
Okay. You fly the big planes, don't you?
Yeah, the DC-10 air tanker.
Yeah, that's what you, I mean. How many gallons does that thing hold? Or tons, I guess.
It was 10,000 gallons, and then the Forest Service didn't like the fairing tank, so now it's the contract changed. So now we can carry 10,000, but we only carry 9,400.
Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's about three 737 loads,
wow.
It's about, it's 10 or 15 single engine air tanker loads.
Are those tankers, are they harder to fly than just say a regular passenger aircraft?
No, it's the same airplane. It's the same principle, the same procedures. It's not any harder to fly, to a fire than it is to fly anywhere else. It's not harder. It's just different.
It's just different. Okay. And then you've got a guide plane that goes down. Is that correct? Or a guide plane in front?
Yeah. Yeah. We have a lead plane. It's mandatory for us, but we are working toward, not having to have that. And we're working with the Forest Service and working on our procedures and doing a lot of testing and stuff so that we could, go out with, maybe a supervisory airplane over the fire, but not necessarily a lead plane. And that may come in the next few years. We'll see.
I would think, why is that? Because it seems to me it would make your life a little bit easier with the lead plane, but it kind of sounds like maybe it doesn't.
Well, it does and it doesn't. It does if one's available and they're over the fire and, you know, you get there and you have the lead plane available, but it doesn't when there's a big fire or a big blowout and there's no lead plane available or no lead plane within an hour or two of the fire and you're sitting there on the ground chomping at the bit, but you have to wait for a lead plane to show up.
I thought maybe you had one assigned to you. This is your lead plane.
Oh, no.
That you're a team that goes up. Oh, I had no idea.
No, not at all. No, the lead plane works for everybody and there are only so many of them they're spread pretty thin. You know, some days they're spread pretty thin, so
yeah.
you may have to wait, and there may not be one available.
Well, that sucks. Yeah. I mean, there you are with a fully loaded plane, and you can't take off because you don't have a lead plane.
We don't even load because we can't land loaded, so we don't even load until there's a lead plane on the way to the fire.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, want to talk about the Second Amendment that's going on, the fight in court, and when we come back from this break. So, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Parker with Josh Parker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price. Because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Parker.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is looking for vendors to join us for our 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. This event will take place in the Event Center on Friday, June 19th. For more information or to complete registration, contact group sales at 530-339-7412 or email events@windriver.com. Participants must register and submit logo before June 1st to be eligible to participate. Participants will receive $400 with a chance to win an additional $500 cash. Watch your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Bit Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
He's heard the call of the wild. The mountains call him to him like a mother calls her child. He's heard the call of the wild.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:18 in the morning here on here in the 7th of May, about 61 going up to 85 today, and it's supposed to be sunny. I'm sure eventually it'll get there. This is a portion of the show brought to you by Gorman Compensation Law. That's right. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials, any other problems like that, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. He's going to hear what you're going through. Now, Some of it may be is, yeah, I'm sorry that this is, just, but that's playing out the way it should. Maybe not as quick as you want it to, but you don't want to get lawyers involved. In other cases, they aren't doing what they're supposed to do. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back. Your family wants you back. You know, this is a life-changing injury, and Patrick Gorman can help you with that. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. He's an honorable guy. He's going to fight for you, and you can't get a better one there. If you can't call him, just go to GormanComplaw.com. That's GormanComplaw.com, his website, and start from there. On the phone, we have Mark Baird, who has been fighting the state of California, and gosh, I don't know, for how many years now, Mark?
Well, this has been going on a long time. I don't know. It's got to be 7 or 8 years on this one case.
Well, yeah. Tell people about the case. That, you know, what are you in court for?
This is a very simple case, and the question that we're asking the court and the question that the court refuses to answer so far is, do the people of the state of California, in fact, the people of the United States, do we have rights or don't we? Do we have rights or are our rights been reduced to the ability to beg government's permission to do something which the Constitution says we have the right to do and that right shall not be infringed? That's the question before the court. We want to know whether Penal Code 25850, the prohibition on the open carry of a loaded weapon anywhere in public, and 26350, the prohibition, the ban, on the open carry of an unloaded handgun anywhere in public, we're asking the court, are those two penal codes constitutional or not? And the court absolutely refuses to answer the question and hasn't answered it yet. Now, we did win in the three-judge panel because the two of the justices agreed with us and that we have the right to openly carry a loaded firearm, and it comports with the history and tradition of the United States, and it comports with the Constitution. However, the en banc panel, as they have done in 100% of 2A cases where California lost, they have vacated the ruling, and they're going to rehear this en banc the first week of June of this year. So that's the question we're asking the court. And the state's opening brief starts with a lie. The first sentence in it, in their introduction, is a lie. Our nation's tradition of firearm regulations allows states to eliminate one kind of public carry, open or concealed, as long as they leave open the other option. Well, the way I read the Second Amendment, we have the right to carry, and that right shall not be infringed.
What's the other option they're talking about, concealed?
Well, the other option they're talking about is concealed with government permission.
Yeah,
that's
the other part to it, that to get a concealed carry, you've got to go through classes, you got to pay a buttload of money, all these things. So, and what about the people that can't afford that? So you, what, pricing them out of being able to defend themselves?
Well, even in addition to that, what about the time that it takes? Because in some places in California, you'll wait for years to get this permission, so you have no Second Amendment during that period of time. Even in the good places, it might take 6 months. Even in places where pretty much they grant most of the permits, it's going to take you 6 months to get it because they don't have enough guys to do background checks. And California's claim is, well, how do we know for sure that only law-abiding people are carrying weapons? That's why we have to have this permit, and that's why you have to jump through all these hoops. That's also a lie. How do you know that law-abiding people are carrying weapons? Well, the answer is you don't, because criminals do it every day, and they don't ask anybody's permission.
That's true. And you can see that any time, not every time, but I would say the vast majority of times when they arrest a felon and it hits the papers, when they pull them over, there's a firearm involved. And
exactly.
That they've got it. And they're a felon. Well, how'd they even get that gun? Well, you know, they steal them or whatever, however they've got their black market or whatever. But it seems to me they always have guns and sometimes a number of guns and shouldn't have them.
Yes.
Mark, how many states allow open carry?
Well, it's kind of a misnomer, and I realize that these are innocent uses of language, but states don't allow open carry. We have the right to openly carry.
Okay.
States do not interfere with the Second Amendment in 29 states.
Yeah. Okay. Now, 29 states. I won't use the word allow. I'll say honor the Constitution. How's that?
Yeah.
In our bill.
Yeah, they honor the Constitution in 29 states.
Yeah.
And in 47 states, there is some provision to openly carry with a permit or you know, there are other ways that other states do it. But there are very few states that have an outright ban on the open carry of loaded weapons. And California happens to be California, New York, I think New Jersey, Connecticut, maybe. There are four or five that don't do it. But in the Ninth Circuit, only two don't allow it, and that's California and Hawaii. All the rest of the states in the Ninth Circuit have constitutional carry.
Since I've lived in California, I have seen where they banned carry. It was, if I remember right, you know, when I say lived in California, I mean I've lived in California off and on, you know, for a long time, mainly as much off as I could. But when somebody, didn't a group of people carry rifles into a coffee shop?
No, it was,
California. I know
had
that.
Open carry.
Yeah.
California's had constitutional carry since 100 years before it was a state. The Mexican government allowed it. The Spanish government allowed it. There were no regulations against it. There were no regulations regarding open carry in California from the day we became a state all the way up until 1968 when the Black Panther Party held a demonstration in the state capitol. And they were marching around at port arms with M1s and shotguns and stuff, protesting police behavior in Oakland. And what happened was they asked a legislative aide which way to the Senate gallery. They were going to walk around the gallery and yell slogans or protest or whatever. And the aide was kind of a dumb kid or panicked or I don't know what. And he opened the door to the Senate floor. Well, once you're in the deal, what are you going to do if you're them? So they continued. They marched around and protested. The state police, which we had at that time, said, hey, you guys need to leave. And they did. You know, it was peaceful. No one was threatened. No firearms were discharged. I'm not even sure, and there's no historical data to determine whether the firearms were even loaded. So they left, and the demonstration was over. And after that, Assemblyman Mulford from Oakland, California, was pretty embarrassed by the fact that some of his constituents had a demonstration inside the Capitol building. And so he, with the help of the National Rifle Association, wrote the Mulford Act, and they banned the open carry of loaded weapons to all Californians. In other words, you can't discriminate. If you're going to take people's guns away, you're going to take them all. And so then we could openly carry unloaded weapons until 2012 when little Anthony Portantino from Glendora, California, and this was the justification he used, not historical, not constitutional, on the Senate floor, he announced that you don't need a firearm to go buy a cheeseburger at McDonald's, and everybody cheered and they voted and banned the open carry of unloaded weapons in California in 2012 and rifles in 2013.
Okay, that was the that's what I kind of remember because I knew it was since, you know, while it was up here that all this stuff happened.
Yeah.
Well,
so of course when Anthony Portantino goes to McDonald's, he has a state security team that goes with him, and they have AR-15s, another weapon you're not allowed to own. So what the state has done here is they've created a situation much the same as we had in the United States on April 15, 1775, when the British government, in an attempt to disarm the colonists, sent an army out to Lexington and Concord to arrest local leaders, John Adams and John Hancock, and confiscate the weapons, powder, and shot from the locals.
And we know how that turned out.
We do know how that turned out. And the result of that, thanks to the Anti-Federalists in conjunction with the Federalists, we know that there was a Bill of Rights incorporated into the Constitution in 1791. The Constitution was signed in 1789 with the promise that a Bill of Rights would be incorporated, and it was. Now, those rights are called negative rights. Congress shall make no law. The right of the people shall not be infringed. No man shall be held for. In other words, these rights are very exclusively and strictly worded so that government has no authority and no jurisdiction over them in any way whatsoever. No judge, no legislature, no legislator has any authority or jurisdiction over the Second Amendment. The only way to constitutionally change the Second Amendment is through the Article 5 process, where you can amend the Constitution. And what do you know? Government never tries to do that, because that would be an abject failure, and they know it. So instead, California lawmakers authorize permits for concealed carry. California allows you to get a permit to concealed carry. In some counties under 200,000, California has authorized the issuance of permits for open carry, although no such permit has ever been issued and no such application to gain this permit even exists. So what they do is they have made a false assumption. Based on that assumption, they have enacted laws, unconstitutional laws, which strip you of the rights that your forefathers died for. I mean, why do we have a constitution in California? Who needs it if the legislature can simply violate it any time they want?
I agree.
Well, here's why we have it. We, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, that to secure and perpetuate its blessings, we establish a constitution. Article 1, Section 1, you were born a free and independent being, and as such, you enjoy inalienable rights. Among them are protecting your life and your property. Well, what good does that even do you? Why do we even bother to have that?
Well, I think that they really don't want us to have that in many cases. And,
Right, exactly.
And it's hard, and it's really difficult. We have to take a break. But it's really difficult for somebody like me that, one, has been in the military and, you know, and, you know, spent a great deal of their time in the military to, you know, and a lot of it had to do with, you know, the people of our country depend on that, but also the Constitution and that Bill of Rights. To find out that after that, I don't have the right, certain rights that other states, if I walk across a state line, they have.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't understand that. And it goes back to, we all go know it goes back to power and control and making sure that, you know, they use it to raise money. It's everything. They just refuse to honor something that's written in our Constitution and the state Constitution.
Absolutely.
And we have to take a break.
Right.
Hey,
okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, yes, my barbershop of choice ever since I found them in 2007. Never gone to another place. Why? Because I've never had a bad haircut. It's a great shop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I can see all the sheriff's badges on the wall. Patches. I can see the, you know, the jackalope on the wall, fish, you know, they mounted and all that. And it's, you know what, Tim and Logan, two great young men that give great haircuts. And I can make it, I can make appointments so it works on my schedule. I can do it two ways. I can use Booksy and go in there and put in Cypress Square Barbershop, set up a date and time, gosh, for a whole year if I wanted to, but I don't roll that way. And it sends me a confirmation email, and then it reminds me that day that you got a haircut. Or you can get out of the electronic side and just call them direct, 530-244-9478. Make an appointment. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Mark Baird.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your ballot has arrived, and this is your chance to make your voice heard. In Shasta County, the way our elections are handled matters. Accuracy, transparency, and trust aren't optional. They're essential. I'm Joanna Francisca, a longtime Shasta County resident, and I understand that responsibility. I have 17 years' experience in the clerk's office, safeguarding our local elections. I know what it takes to protect every vote and serve this community with integrity. I'm prepared, I'm experienced, and ready to lead from day one. As you complete your ballot, remember the importance of your vote. Let's keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Francisca for County Clerk 2026.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
33 years of winning deserves a big celebration.
Goodness, at Wind River Resort and Casino as we celebrate 33 years
with our $330,000 anniversary swipe to win.
May is heating up. Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Five winners will play our game board for the chance for cash and free slot play.
Advance all 10 levels and win $330,000.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win entries. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palace Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Creek Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. That's our website, our friends. And we're here with Mark Baird, who has got a lawsuit against the state of California. And it's been going on for, how long has it been going on, Mark?
Oh, 7 or 8 years, I think. It seems like a lot longer.
Seven or eight years, and it's about being able to open carry. In the state of California.
About being able to exercise the Second Amendment.
That's the Second Amendment there. Okay. Yeah. When we left, one of the things that I always find it amusing is you've got 29 other states, 29 other states mm-hmm. that honor the second, you know, the Bill of Rights in the Constitution. And there seems to be like there's a new one coming up all the time. Another state has, you know, just...
Yeah, there are a couple of states that are on the cusp of going to constitutional carry, and it's kind of funny. We say constitutional carry. When I say that to you, what does that mean to you? It means you can carry your gun, right?
Uh-huh.
When you say constitutional carry to the state's attorney, you say, are you familiar with the term? In fact, my attorney asked him, are you familiar with the term constitutional carry? No, I don't know that term. You know, I mean, right in front of the judge. So the state of California has no problem lying in court. Their attorneys have no problem lying in court. They invent facts, not in evidence. For example, in the state's opening brief to the en banc panel, they say, well, the state can't allow open carry of weapons because children would be terrified. That's one statement they make. Yet, there's nothing in evidence that suggests that children would be terrified. They presented no studies, not that those studies would be relevant anyway, because under the Bruin test, interest balancing can't be used to deny people constitutionally guaranteed rights. And then they go on to say, and the fabric of society in California would unravel if people were carrying weapons. Well, the fabric of society in California didn't unravel for the first 168 years or 150 years of its existence. And in 29 states across the country that have absolutely constitutional carry with no restrictions, the fabric of society hasn't unraveled, and I haven't seen any stories about children being terrified. And in the 45 states that have some form of open carry, either with a permit or whatever, the fabric of society seems just fine, and children are not running around screaming and terrified, tearing out their hair. They're so afraid.
Well, let me ask a question. I don't know if the statistics are, you know, when you have constitutional carry, is there a sudden rash of shootings?
No.
Our
expert witness, Chuck Haggard, was a 30-plus year law enforcement officer in Kansas. He was a law enforcement officer in Kansas from the beginning, when they had no form of carry that was legally allowable, which was unconstitutional, by the way. But anyway, that was the state of affairs in Kansas. He went from that to concealed carry with a permit, and then they finally, Kansas went to just plain constitutional carry and got rid of all permitting. In the deposition, they asked him what happened. He said, well, pretty much nothing. I mean, crime went down slightly in a lot of areas. It didn't change at all in a lot of areas. Pretty much nothing unusual happened. However, one thing that is never reported is when a defensive use of a handgun stops a crime before it can be committed. And those statistics are not reported anywhere, of course, because when someone displays their handgun and a mugger or a robber runs off, then they put their handgun away and go on about their day. But that statistic is missing because people just don't report it.
And that's reported. That could be, and I've seen estimates, so that could be well into the millions.
Yes. So, well, there are reportedly 3 million defensive handgun uses a year in the United States. And that's alleged by the John Lott and the Center for Law. So, and I don't have any reason to doubt that statistic. But in California, they doubt everything that takes power and control away from the state. They will allow this. They will allow that. And it's funny because even in their allowance, they lost a court case recently which altered 26-150 and what is now B2 and 26-155. B2, that allows people from other states to be able to defend themselves in the state of California if they get a concealed carry permit. But interestingly enough, if you have a carry permit, an open carry permit in rural California, none of which have ever been issued, you can't even leave your county with that. So people from other states can come to California and defend themselves all over California. But if you manage to get an open carry permit somehow, and you can't because none have ever been issued, you couldn't even leave your own county.
Now, the ones that are coming in, is it as simple as the state of California honoring that state's concealed carry?
Oh, no. No, you have to jump through every hoop California has.
Okay, so you got to go through a class.
Yeah, you have to go through classes, training, background check, pay the money, subject yourself to a psych eval if the sheriff determines that's warranted, and sheriffs are allowed to determine that or not, you know, or you have to pay fees in the thousands of dollars in some counties and hundreds of dollars in other counties. In other words, and in fact, in California, there have been three sheriffs that have been indicted for not issuing concealed carry permits unless you donate to their campaign. So, gee, that sounds like a constitutional provision to me. You know, you have to bribe a sheriff even to get a permit. I wouldn't call that shall issue.
Well, you know, if you take the, and it's funny because you take the California, you know, proof of California CCW, concealed carry, mm-hmm. and you go to Arizona and apply for it, they give you a certificate for their state that's good in something like, what, 26, 27, 30
right.
other states. That if you carry
exactly.
that Arizona one, it's good in all these states. But California doesn't
yeah.
because California doesn't believe in reciprocation. Or does this new law saying they
no.
have to, does that allow you, does that provide reciprocation?
Negative. It does
Negative.
Not.
That's
California honors no permit from anywhere else. You have to jump through California hoops to get a California permit. And once again, the Second Amendment, according to Cruikshank v. United States, the Second Amendment is an individual pre-governmental right independent of militia service. In other words, whether you serve in a militia or not, you have this right. And further, the right itself declares that it shall not be infringed. The Bruin test is, and this was something that the state fought hard on. They claim that my ask, this is my ask in court to openly carry a loaded weapon, they claim that's not a part of the Second Amendment. That's the state's claim. And the reason they claim that is because if the conduct that I seek is covered by the Second Amendment, now the burden of proof shifts 100% to the government. In other words, I wouldn't even need to show up in court. The government would have to prove to 100% that the ban on my activity is allowable at the time of, was allowable and widely spread and widely accepted in 1791 when the Constitution was amended. And they can't prove that. So what they have to do is they have to prove that my conduct isn't covered by the Second Amendment, and they can't prove that. So the only thing they have left is lying, and the courts accept those lies because the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is filled with judges who are not judges. They're just activist politicians.
Okay. We're here with Mark Baird. And I don't know if this statistic is true, but I understand the Ninth Circuit Court is the most overturned court in the country because of their political
decisions. I think it's either the most or the second most. Yeah.
I don't know where the other one's back on the East Coast someplace. Anyway.
Yeah, hey, Second Circuit.
Yeah, Second Circuit. All right. Look, we got to take a quick break, take our last break, and come on back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center.
For a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These Micro Athletes.
athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell to the main event.
For all the details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reddit Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedditRodeo.com. 4 nights of heartbreaking rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Steel of Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Foods, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedditRodeo.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Yo, Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the pitch. No more fits. No more sweating, but your snow freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at kcnrradio.com. That's our website. You see all the things on there, all the programs. Go to the archives, check out the news, the weather, and much more. Veterans discounts. We have stores for all types of things like that. Now, all of our sponsors. You can click on their spot and go right to their homepage, too. Our guest today is Mark Baird, who is, for the last 8 years or so, has been fighting the state of California about honoring the Constitution and the Second Amendment. What do you know, Mark, this is a question that I see. If we had tomorrow open carry, what do you think? What's your thoughts on that? If tomorrow just said, okay, damn it, we're tired of fighting you, Baird. Here, okay, tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll honor the Constitution's open carry.
You know, Carl, that's a really great question. That's probably the best question I've heard in a while. And I get that question periodically.
Yeah.
And here's what I think would happen. Now, if you're talking to sheriffs and police chiefs, you know, they want to make it easier for guys to do their job. So they say, oh, my officers would be afraid, or oh, this, or oh, that. That's just not the case. I was a deputy sheriff for years and years. When I saw a gun, it never scared me. That's my job. It's my job to determine who are the bad guys and who are the good guys. And typically, excuse me, here's what I found. Crooks never openly carry their weapon. You know, it's always stuffed in their pants or hidden under the seat or something. They don't ever just put it in a holster and walk around with it. So that wouldn't be a factor. Here, in my view, is what would happen. Nothing. A lot of people would begin carrying. I mean, I think in the first couple of months, lots of people would carry. And then after a fashion, that would die down to much like it was when I was a young man and when my dad used to openly carry and when we openly carried unloaded weapons, for example, on my motorcycle on the way to a camping trip or something like that. We carried unloaded handguns with the magazine in our other hip pocket or whatever it was. And then you would finally get to a point to where a few people would carry. Most people probably wouldn't. It wouldn't even occur to them, or they wouldn't bother with it. But the point is, you have the right to it. And if you thought you wanted to or thought you needed to, you could. And if you don't think you want to or don't think you need to, you don't have to. And this is what people misunderstand. And the state intentionally misconstrues this. The Second Amendment isn't a command. It's a right. You have the right to do something if you want to or need to. You have the right to protest. You have the right to a free press. Nine times out of ten, nobody cares about a free press because we don't have one anyway. But the point is, you have a right to that. You have the right to worship, to protest, to petition the government for redress of grievances. You have the right to defense of yourself, your family, your community, your state, and your nation. Those things require no permission. You have the right not to be subject to unlawful searches. You have a right to counsel. You have a right to a speedy and public trial. None of those things require government's permission. In fact, government is prohibited from either granting or withholding permission in those areas because it is part of the Bill of Rights, and the only way to lawfully change that right is through the Article 5 process of amending the Constitution. And the Second Amendment, according to Bruin, is no different. It's not a second-class right.
No, it's the Second Amendment. And, yeah, you know, when they're,
exactly.
And when they were building the Bill of Rights, you had to, you know, that you had to think about that. Okay, the first one, gosh, we've got to be at free speech, freedom of religion, freedom to get together. So what's the second one? Well,
yeah,
guns.
Exactly.
Guns. That was the second one. And there is the funniest reel I've ever seen when they're talking about that. And they said, okay, what's the second one going to be? And the guy goes, guns. And then the conversation after that's hilarious. Here's the thing. I taught concealed carry for a long time. Thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I find probably that 90% of them probably don't carry. But they
probably not.
But they could if they wanted to.
Exactly. And, or if they thought they needed to.
Now, here's the only other thing that having put through so many people in the military and in civilian life through firearms training, most people, unless you've had firearms training and you practice, are not capable, I shouldn't say not capable, but they're pulling a gun and using it is iffy, as you know.
Well, let's put it this way. I would agree that perhaps some people, when they went to draw their weapon, wouldn't be very good at it.
Yeah.
But it is their right to have
there
it.
It's their right.
In a pinch.
Yeah.
In a pinch, if they're being carjacked a young lady is out with her elderly mother at the shopping center and they're getting robbed in the Walmart parking lot. In other words, this firearm is an equalizer. Human beings, since the dawn of time, have exercised self-defense. William Blackstone, John Locke, Montesquieu, Marcus Cicero, they all declared that this is the, in fact, Justice Story, when he wrote his commentaries on the Constitution in the early 1800s, he said the Second Amendment is the first of the palladium of rights. If you can't defend yourself, what good is your life, liberty, or property if somebody can just come and take it from you anytime they want?
Let me break in because we're running out of time. Where are you now with the suit? Are we, the citizens, with?
The lawsuit is going in front of the Ninth Circuit en banc panel the first week of June in Seattle, Washington, of all places. And if you would allow me, I'd like to put in a shameless plug to fundraise on this.
Absolutely. Do it.
If you want to help me, and I need help, by the way, I'm not wealthy, make your check out to PECAN, P-E-C-A-N. On the memo line, put 2A, because PECAN handles money for several charitable causes, and we want it to go to the correct account. And mail that to 1304 East Street, 1304 East Street, Unit 110, Reading, 96007. And by the way, I'm very appreciative. The people of Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, Modoc, and Lassen have primarily helped me fund this lawsuit for the last 8 years. And God bless all of you. If you can afford to give, I appreciate it. If you can't, I'm going to win this for you.
Give the address one more time. It's to Pecan on the line. You put in 2A 1304 East, like East Street.
East Street, Unit 110.
Unit 110.
Redding, okay. California, 96001, and I appreciate $1, $5, whatever you can afford.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot. Thanks for fighting for us.
Thank you. God bless you, and thank you for the work that you do, Carl, and let's win this thing and restore our liberty, because if we can get this liberty back, we might be able to get the rest of it back.
Wow. Imagine that. Okay, Mark, thanks a lot. Okay, everybody, tomorrow, have a great day. It's supposed to be sunny today in 85, and we'll see what happens. Tomorrow, Patrick Gorman joins us, but also Clint Curtis, Registrar of Voters, and he gets to answer some of these things, these questions and these allegations thrown at him. So we'll see you tomorrow, and God bless America.
On KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.